Are you busy? My best friend wanted to ask you something. Very funny. No, she's not imaginary, although sometimes I wish she was. She's on the phone. Yes, she's real. And she's my best friend, so I have certain obligations to her when it comes to dealing with boys. Even if they're my big brother. Plus, I owe her a really big favor that she insisted I repay like this. So here's the thing. My friend likes you a lot. Well, honestly, I don't even think it's a lot. Just more than a regular guy by a fair amount, but not like at boyfriend level or anything like that. I don't think she'd date my brother. Just like close to friends with benefits, but not quite. She wants me to tell you that you're really close and that all it would take to push her interest into you and the naughty stuff level is, money. And I do feel horrible for talking to my brother about something like this, and I totally wouldn't do it if she wasn't my best friend and, calling in her favor, because that's kind of what this is about, so. And there's the added bonus that she might have offered me 10% of the money as a commission, so there's that. And you know how short on cash I am, but apparently not as much as her. So if you're interested in her deal, I can tell her to come over now, you guys can just, you know, do whatever, and then you give... hold on. How much were you asking for? Are you serious? That's a lot of money, I can't tell my brother that amount. Look, text it to me, I'll show it to him. Can you just do that, please? Okay. She's gonna text me at the amount that she wants, because I'm way too embarrassed to ask you for that. And it's being delivered right... Okay, I guess she decided to send a selfie first. Although I think this was kind of meant for you, seeing her all naked like that might make the huge amount of money she's about to ask for less. That is, if you want to see it. Yeah, dumb question, I know. I kind of gotta delete that after all of this, because she's underage like me, and I'd probably get in more trouble for having that on my phone than you would for just having sex with her, so. Yeah. You had your fill yet? You done looking at her? Because you can take your eyes off that picture for a sec so you can see how much she's asking for underneath it. Uh-huh. Now give me the phone back. Okay, I know you're distracted, but give me the phone back, please. If you actually want her, you'll need to let me talk to her again, and then you could have the real thing instead of a tiny picture on a phone. Give me a sec. Are you still there? Yeah, I showed him the picture. And how much you're asking for. Look, I just don't think he has that much money. Hold on. You don't have that much money, do you? And even if you did, that's a lot to pay for sex with a girl. Even if she is pretty hot in like a jailbait kind of way. Hold on. Yes, he's thinking about it. No, that's not... I mean, like, even if you take that much off, I don't think that's right. I mean, the more I consider it, the more I start to think that this isn't a good idea. Especially for that much. I know I get 10% of it, and you're my friend, but... he's my weird older brother, and I have to look out for him, too. No. We just need to talk it over some more. I'll call you later, okay? No more. I'll call you later, okay? Bye. You're not mad at me, are you? I can tell you were actually thinking of paying her that much. She knew what she was doing when she sent the selfie first. All the blood was drained from your brain by the time you saw how much she was charging. But I know her. She'll think it over and drop that to something way more reasonable. I'm saving you money, even though it means less money for me. It's just that she was asking for way too much money from you. That's absurd. For that much, I'd sleep with you. Hold on, that came out wrong. I didn't mean it like that. I meant, like, I'd sleep with you for that much money if you weren't my brother, and even then I was kind of exaggerating. I'm just not as outgoing as she is. I'd never sleep with you. Not as my brother, at least. I mean, it's not like you'd ever sleep with me, let alone pay me for it. You wouldn't, would you? Even for free? I guess I'd never stop to consider if you did think of me in that way, but I guess it happens. I don't think of you like that, though, but that doesn't mean you don't as well, or maybe you didn't, and my friend's offer and her picture got you turned on, and then I cock-blocked you, and now I'm here, all convenient and everything, and so I'm just kind of right there for the... You know, I'll just stop talking now. It's one poorly phrased statement, and now it's turning into a cringe fest, which rhymes with incest. Okay, that's just making it worse. Maybe you're mistaking this for me trying to lead you on or something, but I would never, ever sleep with you, even for money. An awful lot of money. Okay, this is gonna drive me nuts if I don't ask, so I'm gonna go ahead, but don't get the wrong idea or anything. But, like, would you be willing to pay for sex with me? Your little sister? Like, you know, what she was asking for minus a family discount, and... Now I've embarrassed you, and myself too. I'm sorry, just the curiosity got the better of me. And I mean, it's just that even as gross as incest is, it's the money that I keep thinking of more. And if you ever did try to seduce me, I'd probably get physically sick, and if you offered me money, I'd probably slap your face and still tell Mom, but you didn't do anything. I just, brought up the general idea of it by mistake, so now I'm just gonna cringe internally about it, and then, you know, ignore that small part of me that's actually considering it, because that would be... I mean, it's not like you made the offer. Well, neither of us did, really, just hypotheticals. Just the idea of it's kind of hanging out there. You know, the whole, you give me money, I let you have sex with me thing. Except maybe it's best if we don't discuss this anymore. Although, if somehow we did happen to have sex, and then somehow you decided just to give me a certain amount of money out of the goodness of your heart, well, that's different, I guess. Except you really wouldn't want to have sex with me. I'm your little sister, even if I am kind of cute, and I'm a virgin, but you probably would want someone more experienced if you were gonna pay for it. So, for no particular reason, I'm gonna take off my clothes, because I was gonna take a shower before dinner, and your laundry basket works just as well as mine. If the sight of your little sister slipping off her dress grosses you out, you can just kick me out of your room. But this doesn't seem to be grossing you out. Maybe, like, you could see the butterflies in my stomach now that, you know, I'm just wearing a bra and panties now. I'll be wearing even less since my trembling little fingers undo my bra. It's kind of different taking it off in front of a boy. Especially your, you know, your brother. But, I did it, so now it's, with my dress in your laundry basket. Now, maybe my breasts aren't as nice as hers, but hers were on a phone, and mine are right here, and you still haven't kicked me out, and I haven't run screaming from your room. So, instead, I'll just slowly pull down my panties and let you keep undressing me with your eyes. Then my panties go into the basket and my heart goes into my throat. And I think I'm gonna lie down on your bed right now, just because I'm totally dizzy for reasons completely unrelated to this situation. And, you know, then I'll find out if I just made a huge fool out of myself for guessing wrong, or if I ended up making a huge mistake for guessing right about the fact that you might not be grossed out by this. You know, if I just close my eyes right now, I can't even see you. In fact, I've already forgotten that you're here, or that this is your bed, and I'm in your room, and that everything smells like you, and that's why I can put my hand between my legs and play with myself. God, this is stupid. What was I thinking? What do you think of me? Was that a zipper? Oh, definitely. Sorry, I opened my eyes, but I just, you're naked. But I mean, it is your room, so, you know, that's okay. I'm the weird one here for being naked in your room and for touching myself, and you know, you can't be forgiven for being naked in your own room or for getting into your own bed. If your little naked sister happens to be there already, it's not really your fault, even if you end up laying right on top of her. Just, please, don't make me a slut or a pervert. It's just the hypothetical money which you may or may not give me. I really need it more than I need my virginity, or more than I need to not have incest with my brother. But better me than her, right? I think the money stays in the family this way. Everything stays in the family this way. The money and your cock. Yeah, the cock that's pushing against me now. Maybe I should be wetter or older or drunker, definitely far more distant genetically, but I think you should do it anyway. Just ignore how nervous I look or how unsure of myself I look. Don't worry that I'm like shaking like a leaf, unless that kind of thing turns you on even more. Just hurry before you change your mind, or rather before I change my mind, because just, I don't want mom or dad to come home and then we have to stop this and pretend like it never happened and never get this close again. So please, just make love to your little sister. It's going in. This is crazy. This is stupid. This is wrong, but we're still gonna do it, aren't we? You're all the way in me. Virgin anymore. Just a teenage girl full of bad judgment and her brother's cock. But you paid good money for this, so I mean, I hope you'll still think about giving me the money or I'll feel even worse about this. So either way, I'll do the best I can. Maybe not as good as she would have, but I'll still still try. Now, to move a little more. Come on. I don't have all day. Now that we're actually having sex, we need to finish up before mom and dad get home. And if we hear them drive up, you're gonna have to take it out of me. And then I'm pretty sure I'm never letting you put it back inside. I mean, you keep your money, but I'd still have lost my virginity, and that's not fair. Now just slowly, just nice and gentle for your little sister. You're not just screwing any girl. This is special and, yeah, very wrong, but it's special because it is so wrong. We shouldn't be doing this, but we are. I shouldn't have let this happen. I should tell you to stop. Instead, my body is encouraging you. My pussy's squeezing around your cock and my body's moving with yours, and I'm so wet right now. But you know that. You can, fuck, feel it around your cock by how easily you can fuck me. You know that despite everything, I'm getting turned on. I don't think that's supposed to happen. Not for my first time, not with my brother, but none of this is supposed to be happening. Maybe or if I was thinking at all today, I wouldn't have let this happen. Or if I did, oh my god, I would have told you you needed to wear a condom, or at least not put your sperm inside of me, but I wasn't thinking, and I'm still not, and you're about to come and maybe make me pregnant. Oh my god, this is so wrong, and so good. Please, I'm ashamed, and I'm scared, but I feel so good too, so can you come in me? Please, please, come in me. Please, please. This is that awkward moment after your brother comes in you and he's still inside of you and you're not sure what to say. But I did think I mentioned something about a shower earlier, so you could just take it out and get off of me. Yeah, thank you. Let me grab my clothes. Leaving them in your laundry basket might be a little suspicious now that I think about it, and phone. I definitely can't forget my. Why is the call timer still going up on this? Hello? Oh my god! You were there the entire time? That's okay. That's no. That is not what that sounded like. And if it was, why didn't you hang up? I can explain everything. Talk to you later then, I guess. See ya. Okay, that might have been my friend on the line, and I might not have hung up on the call like I thought I did. And, she might be coming over after dinner tonight for, like, a last-minute sleepover. Except she said there probably wouldn't be much sleeping. Just a heads up.